Hello, and welcome to the FM Kirby Children's Center podcast series. This series covers a variety of childcare, parenting, and early education topics relevant to parents just like you. I'm your host, Amy Reed. I'm the marketing coordinator of the FM Kirby Children's Center of the Madison Area YMCA. This week, we are diving into the topic of nutrition. As a mother of three, I love hearing tips and tricks of how to provide healthier eating choices for my children and my family. Today, I am joined by a registered dietitian with a master's degree in nutrition and a certified diabetes educator, Connie Schertz, and the Madison Area YMCA Healthy You coordinator, Katie Kuntz. Welcome. Connie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Connie Schertz, and I have 30 years' experience counseling kids and their parents on healthy eating. I have two full-grown kids, Jeffrey and Jamie.
Hi, I'm Katie Kuntz. I'm the school-age and Healthy You coordinator. I'm a mother of two of a 1- and 3-year-old.
There's a Start Healthy, Stay Healthy nutrition event coming up at the Family Center on Friday, September 28th at 9 a.m. Katie, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Your nutrition decisions in the first 3 years of a child's life impacts their eating habits for the rest of their lives. This seminar will cover healthy habits and tips to keep your children on the road to good health.
This sounds like a great event. So let's talk about childhood nutrition.
Hi, Connie. Good to see you again. I'm just going to ask you some popular questions we got in our past seminars. One popular question was, a lot of people were saying that their children only eat chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese. What would you do for this scenario?
That's an excellent question, and it's something I hear frequently. The concern I have is that if a child prefers chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese, and that's all the parents start to make because they know they'll definitely eat it, then it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy that the child is only ever going to eat chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese. So I strongly encourage parents to make one meal, particularly a dinner for the entire family, and try to make that as balanced as they can, looking at the My Plate model for healthy eating. And then it's up to the child to determine what they will eat. If they don't want to eat anything on the plate, it's okay. If they want to eat just the meat or just the potato, that's okay. But it's not up to us to dictate what they eat. It's our job to present a healthy meal and let them decide what out of that they are going to consume.
Another question that we got was birthday parties. Some parents were saying that they go to birthday parties and their children won't eat. What would you suggest during an event like this?
I think at a birthday party, there's so much going on and the kids are so distracted by all the fun stuff and new things going on that it would probably be best if you know in advance that your child does not eat well at birthday parties to feed them something nutritious before you go to the party and then let them be at the party. That way, if they want to have just a cake, it's okay because you know that they've gotten a healthy meal beforehand.
With Halloween right around the corner, a big question that we've been talking about in my household is, what do we do with all the candy? What is your suggestion?
Halloween is a wonderful holiday, but it does come with a lot of baggage of a lot of empty calories and gooey candy. I think, of course, all kids should go trick-or-treating and experience that, but the amount of candy they consume needs to be watched. I would suggest when they come home, dump out the candy, have the kids pick out 10 of their favorites, and then maybe have a discussion about what to do with the rest. Possibly the switch witch can come Halloween night and switch the leftover candy for something else the child really is yearning for. Or possibly you can donate the candy to a school or to a place that sends it to our armed services, or possibly a dentist. I know some dentists collect candy after Halloween. But I think the child should be an integral part of that decision making because you don't want to just take the candy away and have them feel like they got deprived or that they didn't get what they just earned by walking trick-or-treating.
That's really good advice, Connie. Why is it to involve your children in these important nutrition decisions?
It's important because ultimately what we put in our mouth is a very personal choice, and it's where a child asserts their independence. Our job as parents is to present healthy meals in a nice atmosphere. Whether or not the child chooses to eat it is up to them. I have counseled kids that are preteen and even full teen who are limited in their social choices because they're so fearful of the place or the event not having foods that they feel comfortable eating. So I have worked with families who have kids that won't go away with another family, won't stay at another family members for dinner, won't go to the neighbor's house because they're so locked into only eating two or three foods. So it becomes more than a nutritional issue at that point, because of course they're not getting a balance of nutrients, but it also starts affecting their social life. It's important for kids to learn problem solving, I believe, early on, and that includes decisions about how they're going to consume a meal or what they're going to pick out of a meal.
Thank you, Connie. That's definitely something I remember in the future.
Thank you both for joining us today and delving into the topic of childhood nutrition. This is a seminar not to be missed. So please join us Friday morning, September 28th, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Family Center at 111 Kings Road in Madison, New Jersey. Registration is limited, but you can register online at madisonareaymca.org or by calling the Kirby Center at 973-377-4945. Thank you again for attending one of our FM Kirby Children's Center podcasts. We look forward to seeing you soon.